There's people like Joe Rogan interviewing the highest caliber guests in the entire world. And they're publishing 2 to 3 hours of high quality podcast 3 to 4 times a week. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners.
Anthony, stop shouting. Okay, we're recording. All right, God. All right, we're back. And yes, so I'm a little scared again because Anthony has been chewing my ear off for the last God knows how long about Joe Rogan's doing this. He's doing 3 hours, 5 times a week. And people think, and I'm like, oh, whoa, how does this even apply to the general podcasting? Most people are not in Joe Rogan's position. But I think he's got something good to say. Not Joe Rogan, Anthony. So take it away.
Look, mate, I think someone has been, I wouldn't say bugging me, to be honest with you. I think it's just a perception shift that I've had to make recently. I feel like we all know this. And oftentimes, podcasters and entrepreneurs, we have so many things going on. But we also have a podcast that we want to grow. We want to build an audience. We want to make impact. We want to make money. We want to be recognized. And part of that is understanding what inputs we have to put in order to get outputs. And I think we oftentimes forget about that. Oftentimes, we just focus on the goal. I want to get to 5,000 monthly downloads. I want to monetize my podcast. That we forget to ask ourselves the question, what do I need to actually accomplish this goal? What actions do I have to take in order to make this goal of, let's say, 10,000 monthly downloads impossible not to hit? What does that actually look like in a realistic world? And the answer often scares most people, because the answer is a shit ton of volume, a ton of content.
Nope, I don't want to hear it.
Creative thinking, you know, making some deep changes to your show.
Creative thinking.
You don't get to 10,000 monthly downloads or a monetized podcast by just guessing your way there. It really comes with exerting huge amounts of inputs. You know, that as an outcome requires energy and time.
Ugh, Anthony, why do I have to work so much? Just have fun.
Well, look, mate, it's a competitive space. There's people like Joe Rogan out there, Chris Williamson, who are creating like 4K podcasts, interviewing the highest caliber guests in the entire world. And they're publishing 2 to 3 hours of high-quality podcast 3 to 4 times a week. That's who we're competing against. Seriously. That's genuinely, when you think about the scope of, like, attention and trying to capture that attention, you're competing against all these big names out there. So when you're just getting started or just growing your audience, say just getting started, most of our listeners are maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, some even 4 years into their podcasting journey. But things might not have clicked for them. They might still not have the strategy in place. They might be missing a few pieces that they need to gain traction fast. And oftentimes is the simplest of answers, which is just do more. Just do more and give yourself the time to do more.
Okay. But Joe Rogan is doing like 10 hours, 15 hours a week or something crazy of interviews, but that's not realistic for anyone. So how exactly does this translate to the average listener of ours?
That's a great question. And I think when we've been speaking to podcasters on the road to show sessions, we've started picking up how so many of us and so many podcasters and entrepreneurs have this fixed mindset when it comes to what a podcast can be. There are people doing daily shows that are 5 to 10 minutes long and they pick up traction and monetize. There are people doing 20-minute shows 3 times a week. There are people doing 10-minute show 3 times a week. We're doing 3 shows 3 times a week because we're trying to increase the touch points with our listeners. And the real concern that I have is people seeing where they currently are and using that as a gauge of how much effort they should put into their podcast. I'll repeat. People view where they are right now and use that as a gauge of how much time and effort they should designate to their podcast. Okay, let me break this down. If you're a podcaster getting 1,000 downloads per month and you're a business owner, you have a team, you're scaling up, you're already generating tons of revenue with your business and it's successful and it's going well. And then you have a podcast that you've been doing for the last year or 2 years and it's not growing as fast. And you really enjoy the show, you're building out your network, but it's an expensive time suck that doesn't really have a clear ROI, whether that's growth, impact, leads, authority building, because you're stagnant. So you have these two situations where you're a business owner, you have a business to take care of that gives you a clear ROI, and you have your podcast that you know you should be investing more time into if you want to grow, but you don't give it the time of the day because it's at 1,000 downloads and it currently isn't doing much for you. But it's a vicious cycle because you're viewing your podcast for what it is right now, not the potential of what it is in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time. And that's where you get messed up. Let's say, for example, there's a future and you're getting 20,000, 50,000 monthly downloads in, let's say, 2 years' time, and you're generating 40, 50,000 each month from the podcast. That could be a reality that occurs. Very real, could happen. If that is a reality in the future, that's possible. And you're using the potential of what the show could become. What's the final form of the show in terms of an ROI? If you bring that to your future today and you confidently believe that you can make it and you can do it, the level of effort and energy you put into the show would be significantly higher because you're not doing it based on what you're gaining right now. You're doing it based on what the show is going to become in the future.
So you're basically saying our listeners should have faith in what the podcast can be at full potential for them and their business.
Correct.
Believe that is going to happen and realize that, okay, if that was going to happen, what would I have to do to make that impossible not to happen? Believe it's going to happen and then just do the work, because they know that if they do X, Y, Z, they're going to bring their wild but realistic goal into reality.
That's it. And again, it's back to the inputs. But the input right now is the podcast is in the back of the line. I don't want to invest in it. I want to grow it, but I'm not going to give it the time of the day because I'm not doing much. I want to grow it. I want to monetize, but I haven't got the audience there to monetize. And I don't want to sit down and strategize to try it because I've got my business that's also taken off a bunch of my time. But that frame of thinking is only based on where you currently are right now. I think people really need to understand this. Like, you're creating a future, whether you like it or not, based on your inputs, period. So based on the inputs you give today and tomorrow and the next year, you're creating a very specific future. That's a fact, period. Physics doesn't care about how you feel. That's just a reality. And if your input doesn't match the future you want to create, or is greater than the future you want to create to make that impossible for you not to create that future with the podcast that's successful, that's heavily monetized. When your input doesn't match that, what do you think is going to happen with the output? People don't think about this. It's like, you can't just delude yourself and think, I'm going to grow a massive show and then not give it the time of the day. Oh, I'm going to grow a massive show and then not invest in your education when you know there's things you should have changed. Oh, I'm going to grow a massive show when 6 months ago you knew there might have been some change and tweaks you need to make, but then you don't make them. I just really want people to really understand this. Like, it's not, a lot of things aren't that random. Some things are, but a lot of things aren't that, you have a lot more control than you think.
That's a good way to ground that piece off. You do have a lot more control than what you think. And I would say that most people listening right now do understand this kind of universal law to an extent, right? That you, if you're basically 50% in because you don't have faith into what it could turn into, you're only going to put in 50% of effort and then the output is only going to be 50%, right? Whereas if you know in your mind and have faith that the end goal being the kind of 100% reward that you're looking for, then you would put 100% in because you know it's going to be worthwhile, right? So you're going to do that. And I think people do grasp that and most people do understand that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not most people. In fact, most of the world doesn't, but most of our listeners probably do, because they've had some level of success with starting their business and kind of getting things up to scratch and getting to the point where they are now. But I think there's a big cutoff where people have done this with other aspects of the business, but for some reason it just doesn't carry over to the podcast. Probably because they're so in the nuts and bolts and the podcast is that kind of struggling to even, you know, to be consistent because it takes so much time. And of course, there's got a lot of other things going on that they don't really take the time to sit, reflect and realize where their current inputs to the podcast are really leading them to. And if their inputs to the podcast are actually 100%, and if that's actually going to lead to 100% reward, and if not, then what actually needs to change, right? You definitely don't need to take it to Joe Rogan's level, but what would the inputs be for you listening right now that you know that if you did, it would be guaranteed that the podcast is a wildly profitable, wildly popular part of your business in a year from now, even 6 months from now?
Absolutely. What I'll leave the listeners with is what Tyg said. Look at your inputs and then ask yourself, where does this lead me to? Am I going to get more of the same? If that's the case, how can I change my inputs to make a massive difference? And finally, I really want to stress this. Where you are right now with the podcast is not where you're going to be in 3 years' time. I know that I'm going to say 3 years. Gonna, that's very far into the future and make the transformation very significant. Where you are right now is not going to be where you are in 3 years' time. You could be unrecognizable. The growth you could have could blow your mind. You could go from 1,000 downloads to 100,000 downloads and £100,000 or dollars per month. That's doable. But that's only possible when you really, again, change how much you put into the podcast. Time, effort, energy, focus. Don't get frustrated when the show doesn't grow, when you haven't changed and haven't made significant difference and action towards that change happening.
Oh, you were just getting nice and then you had to really rub salt in the wound just to round off the episode, didn't you? God. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guys.